With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say the Justice Department has indicted former FBI Director James Comey over the posting of a social media photo.
Last year, Comey posted a beach photo of seashells in the shape of the numbers 8647. 86 is slang for get rid of, and administration officials asserted that Comey was advocating the assassination of Donald Trump, the 47th president. At the time, Comey said it was simply a political message, and he deleted the post. The indictment is the second criminal case the Justice Department has brought against the former FBI director. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court has struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district in a key voting rights decision. The court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives on the court, said Louisiana's map is, quote, an unconstitutional gerrymander. One of the directors of Camp Mystic has offered a tearful apology to the families of the 25 girls and two teen counselors killed in last year's catastrophic Texas flood.
Edward Eastland says he's so sorry, offering the apology during a hearing before a legislative panel investigating the deadly flooding. Dozens of family members of the girls sat just a few feet behind Eastland as he spoke. A written report of findings is expected later in the year. Camp Mystic's owners want to reopen late next month and have said they will only use parts of the camp that did not flood. However, many of the victims' families oppose the plan to reopen the camp. Rich Thomason reporting.
Once again, a mixed bag on Wall Street so far today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's up by 331 points. NASDAQ is up by about 12. This is SRN News. Ohio considers assisted suicide.
Democrats in the state legislature have introduced a bill that would allow residents to take their own life with the help of a doctor. The last time such an attempt was made in Ohio was 2018, and the measure didn't go anywhere. Pro-life advocates and clergymen are vowing to campaign hard against the legislation. So far, 13 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide, beginning with Oregon, which did so in 1997. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Wyoming judge has blocked a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy. While a lawsuit challenging the provision moves ahead, it is the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in Wyoming since the state Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion pill bans back in January, finding that those laws violated the state constitution. Legal experts say the new legislation, which would ban abortion as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, is better. This is SRN News. College sports governing body has handed down punishments for two players involved in a point-shaving scheme.
Two former Fordham basketball players have been permanently banned by the NCAA for their roles in a point-shaving scheme. According to the NCAA, Elijah Gray and Will Richardson each agreed with a bettor to throw a game against Duquesne on February 23, 2024, in exchange for $10,000 to $15,000. Gray was one of more than two dozen people accused by federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania conspiring to fix games. He has agreed to plead guilty in that case. The NCAA says Gray told investigators that he ultimately reneged on his agreement to underperform during the game and was not paid. I'm Gethin Coolball.
In fact, despite the conspiracy, Fordham went on to defeat Duquesne in that game by a score of 79 to 67. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.